other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm not even going to tell you the stack of important news I have. I'll just mention some of it. It's all up on the website. It's coming up here in about 15 minutes. Let me schedule to have the lead singer, the founder, the songwriter, the head honcho at Megadeth. He was also, of course, with Metallica in their first days. Dave Mustaine popping in because he's total anti-New World Order now. We'll get his take on all of it. Huge interview earlier with Congressman Ron Paul. I want to kind of comment on some of the things he said there, too, before this hour ends. And, of course, the Browns have been grabbed with people posing as patriots around them. That wasn't hard to guess. That was going to happen. I predicted it. That was like predicting the sun will come up tomorrow, though. Again, not a very hard prediction. And we also had huge revelations on the USS Liberty in the first and second hour. Huge revelations. That'll all start retransmitting, by the way, when the show ends in 1 hour. If you missed any of it on your local AM or FM dial, wonderful folks, or on the global shortwave, or on the internet, you can just go to InfoWars.com to my streams, where I restream the show 21 hours a day after the live show. In this case, it'll be for 2 days until I'm back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Minnesota, then Doug and others. Adam, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, hey, I love your show, man. I'm glad I came across you. I first discovered you about 3 years ago, and it's been a wake-up for me.
Well, I love the show, too. It's a humdinger. We had the USS Liberty revelations, the declassified U.S. government interceptions, the Israelis knowing it was a U.S. ship, Ron Paul dropping bombshell after bombshell, and the Brown revelations, and then Dave Mustaine, if he shows up in 30 minutes.
Well, I'm Dave Mustaine. I find it amazing that you have him on, because, like you, I grew up listening to him. And I always kind of knew there was something different about him. He wasn't,
It wasn't devil, yeah.
Yeah, he had something more substance to what he was singing. But it's interesting. A year and a half ago, I wrote an article for the American Chronicle, an online magazine, and it got published. The name of the article is Dependent on Lies. And I open it quoting Dave Mustaine. He has a line from a song. The song is Trust. It says, we lie to each other so much that in nothing we trust. And I extrapolated on that and said, that's like our society, man. We've been lying to one another so much that we don't know what to trust in anymore. And I just thought, it's phenomenal that you have Dave Mustaine on. And,
We'll see. I don't count my chickens until they're hatched because he's on the road. But he'll definitely end up being on today, if not Monday. I mean, it's all confirmed. We just talked to his people again. But, you've talked to some bug-eyed roadie or something wrong. But we'll see if he's on in 25 minutes. We wait, don't we?
Yeah, well, I look forward to hearing what he's got to say, and it's nice to know that the tide is turning and, so many people are waking up to the New World Order.
Well, I want to be clear, though. He didn't wake up now.
Yeah.
I remember reading the lyrics, and I started thinking, maybe this is what woke me up. I mean, my dad knew about it, but he never pushed it on me. I mean, I was like 14 years old. I remember reading the lyrics about the UN and world government and staged wars and how they want to kill everybody. I mean, Dave Mustaine, he writes those songs. I guess he just knew it all then.
Yeah, I agree. I guess what is more important is the fact that being that upfront, knowing that he has that large of a fan base, it's going to just bring that many more people, into the awareness of what's happening.
Well, I've got the new album right here, the new CD. It's excellent for those that like the type of music. But before he gets on, I wanted to read through some of his lyrics here. Because it's amazing. But the new one is United Abominations. And it shows the United Nations on fire, blowing up, and basically the Antichrist on the cover.
Yeah.
So it's pretty powerful. All right, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Doug and others, your calls are straight ahead. By the way, we're going to play a little bit of a Megadeth song here in a minute. For people that don't like this music, you can just stick wax in your ears or something. All right, this is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday live, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight on the network and on the shortwave, and 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
right. That's a little bit of United Abominations. And again, back when I was a teenager, I remember the lyrics. It was always anti-UN, anti-New World Order. So I just want to ask him how he came to so many years ago. You know, I mean, now you got a lot of people from pop music to country to you name it singing about this type of stuff. And I always wondered where Metallica's influences are, because they've got some songs that are anti-New World Order and anti-corrupt corpse systems and some of their music. I mean, did that come from Dave Mustaine? We'll see. Or does he see the whole picture? Does he only see part of the picture? But he talks about UN sex crimes. He talks about all the criminal things that they're involved in. And like every song in here, in this new album, is on similar subject. It says ethnic cleansing with no defending. These acts of genocide, a fatal ending with no surrendering to cover up the crimes and lie. Smart bombs, precision guided armament, a more sophisticated way to end up dead. Still we search and invent such intelligent weapons that kill each other, like the gears of war, hurrah. And it just goes on to talk about the United Nations. So that's coming up. We'll see how that goes. I've got a lot of other news here and a lot of phone calls, obviously, that we need to go to. Let's talk to Doug in Tennessee, then Rita and others. Go ahead, Doug.
Sir, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a couple things, Alex. First of all, I want everyone to know about H.R. 811. It's a bill that has 216 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives, and it requires a paper trail in federal elections. This is a vital bill, and I urge everyone to contact their local congressman. My understanding is that there had been a vote scheduled, and it had been postponed. I can't really get a straight answer from Pelosi's office or Steny Hoyer's office as to why the vote has been postponed, but people need to call them and demand an up or down vote on this to have a paper trail in federal elections. That's H.R. 811. And I also wanted to say, Alex, that my wife and I are deeply involved in the 9/11 truth movement. We've discovered that here in Knoxville, the other UT, the University of Tennessee, has a what they call a free speech zone, a terrible phrase, but nevertheless, we've taken advantage of the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, the whole university is a free speech zone.
That's right.
And that's the way they've always been. And now they say, no, there's a place down behind campus where nobody can see you. Or at first it's a good place. The next year it'll be a bad place. The next year it'll be off campus. You can't put up with those free speech zones.
Well, at the University of Tennessee, they have a real good one because it's right at the library entrance leading into a greenway. And so
I know, but see, they do that at first, then they move it to a bad place. I mean, I'm not debating you on that. I know you agree. I'm just saying that's how they work.
Yeah, well, I'm you're right. The whole nation is a free speech zone, and we need to assert our rights. We've set up our 9/11 truth table there. We've handed out hundreds of DVDs and fact sheets to people. We also, just 2 days ago, we set up at the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, the main visitor center there. And I just want people to know that the people are hungry for this information, people who you wouldn't expect came up to our table, people who were of all ages, all socioeconomic groups, hungry for this information, and we have a DVD duplicator, and we can crank out about 10 DVDs an hour, and we gave out over 100 DVDs in just about 6 hours.
Well, good job, my friend. Keep it up. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Rita in Texas. Rita, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yep.
Hi, this is Rita Jones, and I'm a songwriter.
Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine. I wrote So Long, Texas, Hello, Mexico that I understand you're playing, and I appreciate that.
You bet. We play little bits and pieces of that. Thank you for writing it.
Well, I appreciate that. I just wanted to let you know that we have a CD called Life's Too Short Not to Live in Texas by Johnny Tex and the Texicans. And we have Trans-Texas Quarter Blues. We have There Ain't No Green in My Flag Sign, which deals basically with what happened in Reno when the guy took the flag down. I wrote Ron Paul's campaign song, Vote Yes for Dr. No. And we just got a lot of good things going on. Our website is www.johnnytex.com. And we just wanted to thank you for playing us, and means a lot to us.
Well, thank you. No, months and months ago, we heard that song, and then Lou Dobbs picked it up, and I know he's been playing it. And I think when we first got it, we mentioned who'd done it. The time, you know, a month later, I hear it playing, I forget. Yeah, it was Johnny Tex and the Texicans, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And you guys ought to send me a CD of that, and if it's okay, I'll play more clips.
I certainly will. Where do I send it?
I didn't know that there was a whole CD of it. Maybe I'll even carry it or something.
Oh, that's great. We love that. Where do I send it?
There's an address on Infowars.com if you forget it, but it's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Well, I can do that, and we just really appreciate you playing us, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, it's going to be music, it's going to be films, it's going to be all of us together that are going to defeat this New World Order. Plug that website again.
TransTexas, www.johnnytex.com. TransTexas Quarter Blues is the bumper song when the credits roll in William H. Molina's award-winning documentary called Truth Be Told about the TransTexas Quarter Blues.
Oh, good. I wasn't aware of that film. I think I've heard of it. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you need to see it. It's awesome.
I know. There's a lot of stuff I need to see. Believe me, I wish I had time to see it all. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, Rita. Good to hear from you. Oh, by the way, I've done 2 hours and 17 minutes of broadcast today, and I haven't even plugged this yet. Endgame went on sale last night. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and we have them. We have them right here in the office, but I can't ship them out until November 1st via my agreement with the distributor who's going to put them in stores. And most stores, they won't even be available until, November 13th or 14th. But you put your orders in now. We'll package them up. We'll have them ready. We'll ship them out to you November 1st. Wink, wink, maybe even earlier. We'll ship them out then. And you can be able to watch it online at prisonplanet.tv or at ingamethemovie.com. Or whatistheendgame.com. Both those URLs will take you there. Coming up October 26th. October 26th. All our PrisonPlanet.tv members will be able to see it. And we've upgraded the servers to a content distribution network and another distribution network of servers. And so the downloads are beautiful. They are fast. They are clean. And, I mean, it is almost DVD quality. It is so beautiful. And the film is my greatest work and the most expensive film I've ever made. So I'm asking everybody out there to take action now and to get your order for Endgame in so that you'll have it as soon as possible to show to people in your community. Show it at the library. Show it at your church. Get it out to people. And you will be authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Some people have the nerve to sell my videos online for like $1 a piece, which would bankrupt me. And then even try to buy ads on Google Video on my site. No. We can't let people do that, folks. You can't do that. But we want you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. In the past, I'd even let people get away with almost anything. And now I can't pay my employees. I can't operate. And some months we lose money. January, February, March, and April, we were in the red at this office. And I don't talk about that on air. I don't like to talk about that. That's why I took on some more advertisers, which are great folks. So it's just that if I had my druthers, I'd just talk about news all day. We wouldn't even have ads for the network, but those are ads for the network. So that's basically where this broadcast stands right now. People have this image of me, I don't know why, as I've never put that image out there, is like in some glistening 50-story building walking around in a Brooks Brothers suit, and that is just the opposite. We're effective because we work very hard, and we've reached a lot of people, but that, again, is the model of the Internet and what we've been able to do because of you getting the word out there. So, again, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement is now available right now at Infowars.com. Can't miss it. You can click right there or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us at the address on the website.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anders from Vitus, October 5th, 2007, gold 730, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $752.96, $371.30 for half, $165, $65 for quarter. That's $752.96, $371.30, and $185.65. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. 211-1715.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. So that made me crazy.
Kevin in Boston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Lante, Alex, thank you for this opportunity to be heard by your Patriot audience. It's an honor. I was one of the 200 to 400 attendees at the 714-07 concert at Ed Brown's, and I knew the risks involved, and I got an idea that I think you'll like. I'd like to ask that the diehard Patriots listening honor the stand made by the Browns by doing two things. One, by pledging to try to take on the personal sacrifice of making a donation of $240 to the Ron Paul campaign over the next 3 months. That's $80 a month or $20 a week. And it will give Ron Paul his $12 million goal for the fourth quarter. The second thing I'd like to ask everybody to do is, the second it's available, get out and get some copies of Endgame and really pump this out. I just watched the trailer, and I'm excited about what you've put together. And I'm excited about this show today, get Ron Paul on. The Democratic leadership is failed their following. They're a war party now. Hillary and Obama are war candidates. And I've switched parties, and I'm gung-ho for Ron Paul. And he's the only leadership that's out there that's representing the will of the American people.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Yeah, it's too bad about the Browns, and we'll watch as things develop. But to those that don't know, they got nabbed last night by federal marshals posing as patriots.
Thank you, Alex, and keep up the great work.
Thank you for the call, Kevin. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, we got a lot going on down here, as you can see in the headlines, with the woman in the airport and then the dirty bomb that they're going to be setting off. I was wondering if you can give some insight about what that really is about.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they're specifically the government's going to set off a dirty bomb, but, I mean, I know they've hyped that up, so they could certainly do that. And then so they've hyped
it
up.
They're setting it off next week at the 101 and the 51 in our freeway system down here.
Oh, well, it's not a real dirty bomb, though.
No, I know that, but I'm just wondering what's behind.
You're talking about one of the myriad terror drills? Well, that's part of psychologically conditioning people, because when they see drills, it has the same effect as that terrorism is real. So they have to have thousands of drills to convince people psychologically that terrorism is a real threat, not manufactured.
Oh, okay, I just your opinion on that.
Well, and then you wanted my take on something else?
Oh, just the thing in the airport. I mean, it sounds like.
Well, I mean, clearly they're trying to show video from a distance of them dragging her out, and you know, they first jump on her and do all that. She's clearly alive, and then forensics experts have said she couldn't choke herself in her handcuffs. I've said 90% chance they beat her to death in the cell, and that's what experts on television are saying. I don't know if that's the case, but 10% chance that magical things happened and Tweety Bird killed her. But we've learned that she was on supposedly going for drug treatment, so she could have had a heart attack. She was old enough for that to happen. I mean, I don't know. It just shows that stuff like this didn't used to happen. And people say, well, it's because of terrorism. Well, it's because they staged the stuff. I appreciate your call. Let me jam one more in here before we end this segment. Jay in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I'm a college student, and I got to attend a large state university that's near here in Kentucky. And we've had a lot of interesting reaction on campus, giving out your videos and DVDs and whatnot. And we've got a lot of people involved. We've got a Ron Paul movement on campus going now. And listen, I wanted to tell you, I came across a book. I'm sure you're aware of it. It's by Peter Horowitz and David Colliers. It's a biography of the Rockefellers, and you can get it on Amazon used. It's really cheap. It's like, a couple dollars. But this book, although it's very lengthy, it's actually a pro Rockefeller bio, the whole family. And throughout this book, there's basically an admission of every possible nefarious practice that you would think the Rockefellers are involved
in. But they have excuses for each area.
Yeah, but it's good because, this is not a, conspiracy writer's expert.
No, this is an authorized biography of the family, for the family. Exactly. And yes, I have read it. I scanned through it. I've used the bibliography, the index, to look for key things in it. And, they're just right out in the open.
I thought it was really interesting. He talks about, Nelson talks about the Bohemian Grove, his trip to Bohemian Grove.
You got to do? I've got a guest coming up, but you ought to write me a story about your review of that book, and we'd post it on PrisonPlanet.com, or call me back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., or next Monday, and I'll put you to the head of the line, because I want to discuss that book. I've got it around here somewhere. We'll be right back with our big guest, hopefully. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Ordem Seclorum. Murphy's Law. Anytime I have big guests on, there's problems. We just had them on the line, and then the line broke up and dropped off. And we're trying to get them on the line right now. C'est la vie. But the good news is that more and more people are waking up to the New World Order, and Megadeth's new album is just jam-packed with pro-freedom, anti-New World Order messages. You just heard them. Norvos Ordem Seclorum, New World Order. And it's just incredible the things that are happening in this country and worldwide. I mean, Ron Paul raised almost $6 million, $5.5 million+ in the last quarter, and Mitt Romney raised like $3 million. Ron Paul has more MySpace and Meetup friends than all the Republican candidates and many of the Democratic candidates combined, but the media still says that he's not a first-tier candidate? Think about it. Think about how much momentum the freedom and liberty and anti-New World Order movement has got. And more people are waking up, more and more people are getting involved every single day across the world. And so there's a lot of bad things happening. There's a lot of things happening that are scary. There's a lot of things happening that are bad, but at the same time, there's a lot of things happening that are good. In fact, I forgot to tell you, John, I want to play the new in-game trailer one more time. Do you have the new in-game trailer? Okay, well, we'll play that at the end of the show today. Remind me to do that, because in-game shows what the globalists are trying to set up, why they finance terrorism, why they're setting up this world government, why they see human beings as something that need to be exterminated. But we do have our guest, Dave Mustaine. And Dave Mustaine, of course, is a legendary heavy metal, rock and roll guitarist, lead singer, writer. And I know, going back to when I was like 14, 15 years old, running around wild in Dallas listening to Megadeth was one of my favorite bands. I don't know if Dave even wants to hear this, but I liked him a lot more than I liked Metallica. And I remember the lyrics were all about corruption in government, the UN, world government, New World Order. And now we see so many big artists, whether they be country or rock and roll or heavy metal or techno, singing about this. But I've got to say, Dave Mustaine was doing this 20 years ago. And, sir, it's great to have you on with us.
Oh, thank you.
Really, a few weeks ago, I had a chance to hear your new album, and got it. We were listening to it around the office, and I said, man, that's even more powerful than stuff 15, 20 years ago. Can you tell us basically what the drive was or what fired you up to produce this new album, Megadeth, United Abominations?
Well, of course, you know, traveling around the world, you get to see a lot of other countries. You get to see the dynamic between, actually the dichotomy between what we believe is freedom and what other people believe is freedom. And a couple of days ago, but I was in Hampton Beach at a place, and the DJ for one of the radio stations on the FM dial had said something, let's give it up for our troops. And I heard somebody boo, and I was so pissed. I went out on the onto the stage, and I said, And you know, I'm listening to you guys cheer and blah, 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 because, you know, my speaking voice on stage is a little different from when I'm talking normally. And I said, you know, there's two words I don't say anywhere. There's the N-word and the C-word, but I got to break rank right now. You that booed our troops are, you know, the C-word, whatever. I don't want to be disrespectful on your station. And everybody cheered, and I said, you know, the thing that makes me sick is that you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for these people. Whether we're there or not, it doesn't matter. It's not their choice. They're there. It's been like this since the beginning of our country, having soldiers that have to go to war, you know. And then nothing happened. I didn't have to get up on my soapbox again. We've been having fun shows. And then last night, again, I dedicated this song. I said, okay, this next song is Gears of War. It's dedicated to our troops. And some guys did it again in Orlando, right? And I'm thinking, well, okay, I guess then Orlando's going to get sacrificed if any nuclear missile needs to be steered into a city that's going to have to be given up because of, you know, collateral damage. Go to Orlando and Hampton Beach first, okay, because there's a lot of other people in the country that...
Well, Dave, let me ask you this, because it is complex lyrics, and going back to some of the first albums you put out right through, I mean, I remember having a T-shirt for Peace Sells, but who's buying? Because I went to see you guys, I think, at Reunion Arena or something, and there were a bunch of other bands opening up for you, and it had somebody in a business suit with a, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil on the front, with the United Nations in the background with, like, you know, jets flying over and Armageddon and lyrics like Norvos Ordo Seclorum. I mean, can you give us your view on what the New World Order is or what this message is you're putting out?
Well, I'm just basically reading, you know, from history books, you know, textbooks and the Bible and stuff like that, where I get the facts that I believe in. And, you know, not all music is actually truthful, but I think that, you know, what I try and do is write about stuff that we can actually
do something about. You know, I mean, I'm not like the old hippie writers from the 60s that were into, you know, lovin's and stuff. I think in order to be a strong nation, somebody needs to get a black eye once in a while. You know, I mean, we are so sissified our country by being PC. You know what? You don't say somebody's plump. You say they're fat. If somebody's short, you don't say they're vertically challenged. I mean, we're such a gutless country anymore to say what the truth is, you know. And for me, I don't mince my words. You never have to ask me what I'm thinking. The political lyrics of this record are something that we all feel and needs to be said, and people are too gutless in the music industry to say it because they're afraid they're going to lose record sales.
Bottom line, what do you, quote, think about the UN? They put out a press release a few weeks ago basically attacking your new CD. Did you see that? And B, what do you think of the UN?
I didn't see it, and I don't care about them because they're ineffective at their job, so they're probably equally as ineffective at picking good bands. You know?
Well,
I mean, if you think about it, look what's happened. Just the fact, if we look back at the last conflict in Lebanon, how long it took them to do anything, and the fact they sent 600 French sailors to resolve the conflict, but that's, you know, with the conversion rate, that's about three of our Rangers, if even that. By the way, my sister was born in Dallas, too, so I'm right there with you.
Well, I'm in Austin, Texas.
A-double-L-A-S.
Now, Dave, again, we're talking to the founder of Megadeth and lead guitarist and also the lead singer. Dave, you show on the cover of this new CD, United Abominations, with missiles flying in and blasting in to the United Nations. Can you?
Those aren't missiles, bud. Those are oil barrels.
Oil barrels, all right. Well, they certainly look like projectiles to me. What does this cover symbolize?
They are projectiles because the oil barrels are lit on fire because oil is basically the blood of the earth. Excuse me, I got a little bit of some bronchitis still. One second. And, you know, the whole, just the unbelievable nature that Kofi Annan's son would be involved in the whole oil for food thing just blew my mind. And the fact that, you know, a lot of people say we went because of oil, the fact we won't drill up in the north because of the friggin' caribou, you know what? They taste like chicken. Let's eat them, drill for oil, we're okay.
Well, certainly what's happening is they don't want to drill because it will make the oil cheaper, and they want to have artificial scarcity, and I agree they should drill up there. So how do you see this geopolitical system? I mean, do you see the United Nations, you just mentioned the Bible, as somehow being the arbiter of the Antichrist or as an evil force? I mean, I know I do from their own documents and what they push and what they're saying.
Well, I'm not a right-wing person, for sure. I'm very, very in the middle because I see good and bad in everything I see. As far as, you know, you mentioning me saying something about the Bible, that's one source for what I was using for information for what I write about because I watch the news quite a lot. I love listening to talk radio. I listen to NPR back where I'm at. I don't know if your station is syndicated out where I'm at, but, you know, I like listening to people who have something to talk about. You know, you get on the radio and you're listening to these morning jocks on FM radio. It's like, you know, if you're ever in a room with one of those DJs, you never have to worry about being the stupidest person in the room.
Oh, it's mindless, lowest common denominator, flatulence jokes. You're right.
Right.
I mean, you also, in these lyrics, in the first song, talk about the UN and the sex trade. And, I mean, everywhere they go, they kidnap children, women. They've been caught over and over, but they never get in trouble. And you also talk about how when they're in New York, they get caught with slaves. I mean, I agree. I mean, this is the stuff I've ranted and raved about. So I just wanted to thank you for exposing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to do what I can as a patriot for our country to let people that are, you know, my fellow countrymen realize, you know, how good we have it. They haven't been to Indonesia. I have. They haven't been into, you know, Bosnia or Herzegovina. I have. You know, they haven't been to parts of the Czech Republic that used to be called Czechoslovakia, but because of the Civil War, broke into pieces. You know, they haven't been pulled over at machine gun point by foreign military people just to rifle through our stuff because we're Americans. You know, when you realize what it feels like over there to be so far away from our home here and how good we have it here, maybe people will change the way that they feel about what they say and how they take for granted, you know, what it's like to be an American.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
You know, when you see the Pope get on the ground and kiss the floor, you know, I mean, that's totally cool. I can see that. He looks at ground as being sacred. I love our country. I love being here. I love playing here. I love representing us, too. I'm not the typical American because most Americans, you know, they are afraid to say stuff. I'm not. So I don't want a lot of the world to think that Americans are loudmouths like me, but... You know, the good thing is that there's strength in numbers, and I love meeting people like yourself that have said, you know, I listened to you, and it got me thinking. You know, you were right, Dave. You weren't wrong, Dave. You were perfect because you made me decide for myself. When I went to the 92 Democratic National Convention at Madison Square Garden, brother, I went there not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, as a New World person that was a Renaissance man, a universal citizen. And I ask questions that we as young people in America need to get answers to that no one will tell us because we're stupid kids.
I remember several of the albums that came out in the late 80s, early 90s, I guess up until about 1991 or so, maybe 1990, where you were talking about false wars, fake wars, New World Order. Again, that's all really chic right now to talk about that, but I'm trying to find out what made you start thinking about world government and, you know, how the UN wanted to take over. I mean, that's what I got from your lyrics.
Well, because when I was 15 years old, my mom left me. My mom brought me up as a Jehovah's Witness, so I was really spiritually and religiously abused. And I just looked at the world because I was brainwashed as a kid to think that the world's ending, and it's because of propaganda and you know, harlots and organized religion and dragons and stuff like that. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that I really understood that my role in life was not just to kind of stumble through, make babies, die, and then my life is measured by the dash in between the year I was born on and the year I died on my headstone. I had to do something more important with myself, you know? And I think I've done that. Now, I just watched Pavarotti die, and I think, you know what? Right now, I'm probably the only person who says Pavarotti's name in the last week. When I die, you know, I think, wow, how long is it going to be before my name isn't mentioned anymore? How long is it going to be before people don't think about me anymore? Because, you know, I mean, ultimately, that's what you matter in life, the memory that you leave behind you, the legacy. I've left is inspiring young people to get involved in politics and for young people to get involved in government with health care and stuff like that. I meet so many doctors and so many young doctor's assistants or physician's assistants, blah, 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 that stayed in school because they said, well, I was in a band, man, and I asked you advice, and you said stay in school. Well, I did, man, and I'm lucky. Yeah, you are lucky. It's hard to make it in the music business.
How did you get into music? I mean, when did you first decide that you wanted to, you know, be in a metal band?
Well, like I was saying, being 15 years old, my mom moving out, that was in 76. It's like a 10-year-old living on the street now. I had to learn fast and hard the rules of life, and I ain't no crybaby. This isn't no hard luck story. I'm talking about, you know, the human will, what you can do, you know. And I ain't Tony Robbins either, but, you know, I figured out for myself what I needed to do real young. And because my mind had to be matured so early to be an adult at 15, to be living like a grown-up just barely past being a preteen, you know, and that's hard. So I just got thrown into the blender and just went with it.
Well, you certainly have produced some of the most prolific and complex music and lyrics. And again, I'm just amazed by the subjects that you were talking about 15, 20 years ago and now today. And the UN is a criminal organization. I mean, the directors of it are criminal. It's just like the Red Cross. There are well-meaning people throughout it, and the Red Cross gets caught stealing money at the top. And some of your lyrics, you talk about the UN will be destroyed because you talk about how they foster terrorism and a lot of other things. Or am I interpreting those lyrics correctly?
Fostering is a peculiar word to use, so I'm not going to agree to that because I don't know if everybody that's listening right now knows what that means. So.
Sure.
What I'm going to say is that they turned a blind eye to it a lot of times when they could have stopped it. You know, there's a game that's going on over in South Africa. For the female listeners here, this is mortifying. So if you can't handle it, don't listen. For the guys, you know what? This is just dreadful. The rebels over there are slicing pregnant women in half because they're gambling on what the sex of the baby is. Woman dies, baby dies. Guy wins maybe five or six coconuts.
and they necklace people. Exactly. There is just raging evil everywhere, and that's why our liberties and freedoms are so important, and we need to protect them. And I guess that's the message. And I agree with you, regardless of whose policies are right or wrong, you know, the individuals that are stepping up to this country need to be praised for that. I was just earlier talking to some military people that have been through quite a bit in the first hour. Well, Dave Mustaine, I really want to thank you for coming on the show. And
thank you.
How is the new album going, Megadeth, United Abominations?
Well, there's been a lot of missteps along the way because, you know, we're just getting used to a new label and they're hiring people still that, you know, they're replacing a bunch of people who really aren't capable of handling us or working at the level. You know, I've already sold almost 60 million records in my career. You know, you would think that, you know, some of the things that I say would be taken, you know, as I have almost 30 years experience in this business, okay? But, you know, you've got to trust people and let them fall on their own feet.
Sure.
The problem is it hurts us. And as far as the fans are concerned, they love the record. As far as sales are concerned, they're mediocre. As
well,
far as like, factoring in downloading, it's probably okay.
Sure. Well, I mean, I want to tell you, I think it's one of your better albums, and we really want to thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. I'm happy to see that you're standing up too, man.
Thank you.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I be here?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane, and you and Nick could be in cheddar, get him in 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the property.
All right, my friends, that is part of the new official trailer. That is whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com. You can find links up on the websites. With the Dave Mustaine thing, I was just reading his bio here. Born again Christian. Hates the New World Order, but he's like, he was awake 20 years ago, then he hasn't taken the next step into seeing they control both left and right. Very interesting interview. I'll talk more about it this Sunday when I'm live. In closing, folks, you need to support our sponsors. And one of them is the RonPaulDollar.net, RonPaulDollar.net. You know those beautiful silver, bronze, gold rounds. Silver dollar looks like a silver dollar. The gold dollar looks like a gold coin. It is a gold coin. Beautiful ounce coins. 888-LIB-DOLLAR, 888-LIB-DOLLAR, 888-421-6181 with Ron Paul's face on it. What a collector's item. And they've got them right now at RonPaulDollar.net. There's a banner on PrisonPlanet.com if you miss it. 888-421-6181. This is real money, and it's a collector's item with Ron Paul on the front of it. So, again, RonPaulDollar.net. Net, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, there's the wonderful folks at Newswatch magazine. What do I say about them? They've been around since August of 1980, 27 years plus. They woke so many people up, it makes my head spin. It is a free Time Magazine style, nice, glossy magazine. Free. They just call, they give them their address. 12 issues free to your door. They want you to have it, and it's got a lot of books and tapes, you know, orders in the back, so that's how they pay for it. And there's a lot of good materials that you want to be able to see, so be sure and get it. But the magazine articles, then leave it somewhere or give it to somebody to spread the truth. 1-800-516-8736, 1-800-516-8736, or newswatchmagazine.org, newswatchmagazine.org, or 1-800-516-8736, or write to them, P.O. Box 36, Waxahachie, Texas, 75168, and give them your address and where to send the free yearly subscription. You cannot beat that deal. Even if you know all about the New World Order, you should get this and give it to people. 1-800-516-8736 or newswatchmagazine.org. It's a good gift to give somebody. Call up and subscribe for them to it and tell them, hey, a magazine's coming. 1-800-516-8736 or newswatchmagazine.org. I am out of time. I want to thank all the affiliates, the listeners, my producer, Trey Kincaid, for getting Ron Paul, the USS Liberty folks, and Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on. I'll see you Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. If you missed any of the USS Liberty or Brown news, it restarts right now at Infowars.com. You can now order Endgame, too. Broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.